So, Chris, I think you'll understand when I say this. With every transaction and division of the property for different purposes, which makes sense, we do lose a lot of leverage with the developer. Not to say that we don't trust the developer, but we lose leverage with them. So sometimes we have to impose on the tenant, who then consequently can impose issues on the developer. So any action the Planning Commission takes on this is not a reflection on Bolt.
Understood. And, you know, maybe it's worthwhile, given now the better understanding of the relationship between VPC and Bolt, you know, maybe I can just briefly touch on Joel's points, provide a little bit of clarity. You know, I don't know if that will be helpful for anyone.
Sure.
Okay. So the landscape, just to clarify, we don't want any relief on the requirements to install the residential landscape buffer to the west of our property. And why we brought up any sort of landscaping is currently the comments when requesting our building permit said we had to get a permit from Milwaukee County for landscaping within the Rawson Road right-of-way. We're bringing that to the council because our property does not extend into the Rawson Road right-of-way. Our lot ends, you know, we share a property line. So we're not actually installing any landscaping in that right-of-way. When we did approach Milwaukee County, they refused to give us a permit.
Can I just interject here? Joel, is he talking about the vision triangle on the corner? No.
Nope.
We're talking about abutting.
Within the right-of-way itself.
But there is a pretty lengthy distance span, isn't there?
Well, I forget what the distance is. There was, but they did encroach into the vision triangle. I think they're right up to the right-of-way. So it's whatever the width of the right-of-way, I think, is where the building stops.
Okay.
Right. So we're not proposing any landscaping within that county right-of-way, therefore we can't get a permit, therefore we appreciate that requirement being removed from us obtaining a building permit. Similarly, along the eastern elevation, our property line extends or abuts the city's right-of-way line for Ballpark Commons. We're not installing any landscaping within the city's property, and therefore we would request that we remove the requirement to have, I believe it was Franklin, the City of Franklin Public Works Department issue a permit for landscaping within the right-of-way, since we're not installing any plants on your land.
Ask another question?
Cool.
Mayor? If we remove that, is that still on the master plan for Rock?
Technically, no, but this is a separate decision, so it's not going to change like the master landscaping plan, but that still has to come back to the common council because it's going to be tied together with the mitigation plan. So any changes that they make now, we will try to collect and have reflected the same in that final master landscaping plan.
Sure. Joe's landscaping along the sidewalk up against the building.
Right, we will be installing landscaping on our property along our eastern elevation, just not within the city's property on the eastern elevation. I believe the city, the right-of-way is just to the west of the sidewalk.
Yes.
And our landscaping is then further west on our property. So I don't believe that the Franklin Public Works Department could issue us a permit since we're not installing landscaping on city property.
Is there a logical, reasoning to his request?
Yes and no. yes, normally we don't allow landscaping within right-of-ways. And
okay.
I believe normally the county doesn't allow landscaping within right-of-ways. However, I believe the early versions of the plan showed landscaping in the right-of-ways because they were asking for zero-foot setbacks, and they didn't have a final landscaping plan. So they might have shown landscaping, but that's the adopted plan, is whatever shows up in those preliminary plans.
Yeah.
Now, the final revised landscaping plan, they have given me portions of that. I've not reviewed it yet, so I don't know what the newest version shows.
I understand his logical question. I mean, it doesn't make sense to have a requirement, if it's practical, that it's not going to ever happen. So, okay. I understand.
Okay,
thank you. Mr. City Engineer.
So I guess as the guys in charge of planning things in a right-of-way typically, so would anything happen or would DPW be asked to plant trees in the right-of-way at a later date, or?
Again, normally there have been instances where landscaping is within the right-of-way. If we catch it early, like before they do it, we would have an agreement to clarify who's responsible for what. So that would be part of the approval if we're going to allow landscaping. So that would specify whether it's the applicant's or the city's responsibility to replace that, if it's allowed. Otherwise, it's like I said, it's normally not allowed.
But in this case, with the zero setbacks, we required them. So I think we should follow through on it. And by the way, the adjacent building, some maple trees were put in, and I guess if I could not make this too public, but we'd like to have an opportunity to look at that a little closer on landscaping, because we don't want maple trees, and several maple trees have been planted. So,
Alderman Dandridge.
So as far as approval of the landscaping, from the city's perspective, we've submitted a landscaping plan. As part of this, can we gain approval of that landscaping plan? It sounds like...
I have not reviewed it.
Pull the mic closer. Alderman Dandridge.
According to this picture, there's some trees in the city right away along Rawson, correct?
Well, that would be the county right away.
That's county right away.
And only whatever street trees the county would allow would be allowed normally in
and,
there.
And who is to put those in?
I believe it's the property owner.
Property owner. Okay. So right. If the property owner is responsible for that right away, aren't they still responsible for the right-of-way on all the public roads?
And that's another thing, and Jesse can correct me if I'm wrong, our approvals are normally for the property owner and all successors and assigns and all that kind of stuff. I believe that it's intended to cover both the owner and the leaser and the renter and whatever other arrangements, condo association, includes all those parties. That's what I believe our normal approvals cover. So that both parties, in this case, would be responsible.
That requirement's on a property, and the owner, oh, I'm going to do a lease, and then the tenant shows up, oh, we don't have to do anything because we're just a tenant. Well, somebody's got to do it. I don't care who it is, but it ain't no being occupied until it's done. So.
Mr. City Engineer.
If I could clarify, so it sounds like you approach the county, and the county won't give you a permit to put landscaping in there right away.
They're saying we don't have any landscaping, that all of our landscaping is on our property line and does not extend into the right of way. Therefore, there's no cause for them to give us a permit.
Okay. But in the city right of way on Ballpark
Drive,
we don't have a problem giving them a permit to put landscaping in there. So
as long as it's clear who's responsible. And yes, that it's logical, if there's enough room for it to flourish, to thrive. There's some of the places where the distance between the curb and the sidewalk is so narrow, you're almost guaranteed it's going to die right away. Yeah. But where there's enough room, it makes sense.
Ultimately, whatever landscaping the plan that the city approves, a couple trees, a couple bushes, we have no problem installing it. We just don't want a landscaping permit to hold up a development of this magnitude. So I'll agree to just about anything as far as bushes or shrubs. Let's just allow us to move forward and gain a building permit. I think that's the bigger or the underlying reason for the request.
I think my only concern is just we want to make sure it gets done. And with other people, we've tied things to final occupancy. So as long as we have that hammer in there, because I can see if we didn't have that on some other issues that we wouldn't have had some things get done before they did. So I definitely think we need to include that before final occupancy.
I note that you're nodding up and down.
Yeah. I mean, Mayor, can't we just make it work with staff and make technical revisions?
Well, I think for all of our benefit, though, we ought to have Mr. Dietl tell us the resolution, the conditions just recognize the previous conditions without any description. So just the real high level, Joel.
Yep. So the mayor is talking about conditions number 6, 7, and 8, which refers to the resolution that was approved originally for this building. And so number 6 of this resolution refers to number 6 of the earlier resolution. That's the pedestrian amenities, the benches, the garbage cans, those kinds of things. So we're saying stick to that condition, which says that has to be done simultaneously with construction of the building. Number 7 would be also a condition, number 7 from the original resolution, and that one was about the getting the approvals from everybody and installing the landscaping within the right-of-ways. And that was prior to, and so now, oh, I take that back. So I did make my decision. I am noting in these proposed conditions that these things would instead be done by final occupancy. But again, I also, and the staff minor technical corrections would be, yes, if the county won't let you put it in there, we can't make the county let you, if there was anything in there right away.
Yeah, we're
we
not
can't make them
you.
Do it.
Agreed.
Number 8 would be the landscape berm concurrently with the building. So to make sure that if the berm is not completed, I think it might be done, but I'm not sure if all the landscaping is done. But so whatever needs to be finished would be finished concurrently with the construction of the building. And so this is just a part of, and again, that where staff draws the lines. All these plans, we have these plans for the entire development overall, and they've identified what portion of that parking lot is associated with each building. That's the part of the berm that I would be saying would have to be done concurrently with the building. So it's like the southern third or southern half of that parking lot to the north of your building, that berm would have to be completed at the same time the building would have to be.
Understood.
Sounds like
okay. I think there's just a couple more that Joel initially brought up along the northern elevation of the baseball structure. He mentioned that a small component of the one-story structure was removed. That was our trash enclosure, and just from an operational perspective, the ballpark facility or the indoor soccer fields do not generate a large amount of trash. That was almost a 400 square foot interior trash enclosure. It just wasn't necessary for the operation of the building, so we're looking to remove that from the facility. Also, despite the fact that there was the medical office building, you wouldn't typically, that trash is taken outside, being medical waste. You really don't want to store it inside of an occupied building. So we would simply replace where the trash, the interior enclosed trash structure was. We would build a CMU trash enclosure, utilize materials or materials that you've already find on the exterior of the building, and have some dumpsters in there where we could dispose of the typical medical waste for pickup and removal by dump trucks or garbage trucks.
That's on the northwest corner.
Northwest corner, yes. That's the extreme northwest. That's the furthest point from the entrance on Ballpark Commons off of Rawson Road.
And although the neighbors can't see it, that northwest corner's got to look good.
Excuse me?
That northwest corner's got to look good, even though they can't see it.
Yeah, I agree.
The other one that Joe brought up is the windows. We did remove a couple windows, about a 2 foot wide strip, of, vertical strip of windows within the stairwells. And then we removed the skylight component of the building. It's about a 20-foot wide by 80-foot long skylight running down the center of the building. And, that originally, when Bolt took over the plans, that was a 20-foot wide corridor with kind of a three-story grand staircase. As the project was presented to us and we looked at the feasibility study and in order to have enough rentable square footage within the building, and then also to be able to present that square footage to the market at market rental rates, we had to find some cost savings in order to make the project feasible. So that was identified as a key item that needed to come out. From the exterior of the building, I think you would probably all note that, that was in the along the center of the building. So from the ground or at grade anywhere around the property, probably with the exception at the top of the ski hill, you wouldn't be able to see that skylight, whether it was there or not. And then what we also have done is we've left a small component of that skylight lined up with the main entry of the three-story building on the north elevation. We've left a small component of that in order to give the appearance of that element so that from the exterior as you're approaching the building, aesthetically the building has the same dimensions and architectural weights and balance and everything else. So that is really kind of an operational change to the building in order to lower the rental rates. As far as the stair towers, you know, we typically see maintenance issues with those type of windows because of the rated structure of the fire towers. However, or the stair towers. However, if it's displeasing, we don't have any problem adding the southern elevation of windows back in at the stair tower, since it does face Rawson Road, and we understand that there's some critics of the architecture, and we want to make sure that we, you know, appeal to the city and those critics.
There's some other architectural treatment you could do other than windows that'll break up that tower?
It's a really small ribbon. To introduce another material, we'd prefer not to. There's already a lot of different materials and material transitions on the building.
I was thinking just a relief in the brick.
We could certainly do that. That'd be acceptable.
You know, find some way to just break it up.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is a pretty big wall. Yeah, there's windows in it, but that's pretty big.
Yeah, and actually those stair towers already step into the building. There's relief on that southern elevation closest to, or that's visible from Rawson. So when you, I have brought along some renderings, but when you look at the rendering, that window is already kind of recessed by maybe 3 or 4 feet, and it's already kind of back in a, on an inside corner hidden by the shadows, so it's really not visible. That's the only reason we identified it to take out.
So we'll put a condition in that says provide some architectural relief on the stair tower south elevation,
mm-hmm.
and then staff will not be unreasonable in working through what we just want to break it up.
Sure, understood. Bless
you. Anyone else?
Okay, and then I believe the last question was about MOSH, you know, as far as them still being part of the project, they currently are still reviewing a lease. If they execute that lease, we'd absolutely love them to be part of this development and project and be a tenant within the building.
Okay.
Exos is still on board?
Excuse me?
Exos still on board?
Yes. They are also in the lease review process.
Mr. Deedle?
Sounds like we're probably going to be proposing to remove conditions number 4 and 5 out of the draft resolution. And potentially just replacing them with a condition of the minor architectural changes on the south elevation, subject to staff review. Because if the garbage dumpster is going on that northwest corner, then the addition of architectural elements or pedestrian amenities won't fit there.
Yeah, and we have no problem adding bike racks and patios. That's just, I believe, with when you look at the Ballpark Commons development, it fits very well. There's a bike shop across the street from us. So we certainly plan on installing those amenities. I think we can just work with Joel and his staff as determining quantities and locations, but I would hope that wouldn't hold us up obtaining a building permit.
All right. Joel?
Yeah, and normally would not, for Ballpark Commons, because they've pushed back all the conditions. It used to be prior to building permit, then it was prior to occupancy, and now it's been, for most of the buildings, it's been pushed back to prior to final occupancy. So it wouldn't be holding up. If you're similar to the other buildings, this would not be holding up the building permit. It would only be holding up final occupancy.
Understood.
We're going to call that amenities stuff technical corrections.
Okay, and it's partially covered in condition number 7, number 6 also.
Okay, is there a motion? Started reading the agenda all over again.
Want this one?
Go ahead.
Plan Development District number 37?
Yep.
A motion to approve a resolution amending the site plan for properties located at 7085 and 7095 South Ballpark Drive to revise certain aspects of the indoor sports complex and a three-story office building site plan, including but not limited to the removal of a portion of the northern side of the building, which had included a storage room and a refuge and service room and associated architectural changes to that portion of the building facade, removal of the third floor building build-out, proposed use of residential apartments, juice bar, food prep, serving area, locker rooms, etc., removal of an associated third/fourth floor clerestory,
knows how to say that. Nobody knows
Claire.
What
that
is.
Oh, okay, Claire.
It's Claire's story. It's a Sella story.
Okay. Deferral of installation of required pedestrian site amenities until some undetermined future date, and deferral of certain required landscaping until some undetermined future date. Tax key number 744-1005-000, with technical corrections
by staff. To include a modification of the south elevation stairwell tower
and removal
pedestrian
of
amenities
and pedestrian amenities as appropriate
and removal of the conditions number 4 and 5.
Okay.
Yes.
Is there a second to that?
A question?
I'll second it.
Oh, Commissioner Moore.
So I heard in there that you read is some undetermined date, so
the conditions changed that, though, to final occupancy.
Okay. All right. So I'm good.
All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. And again, let the record reflect the mayor is voting on these matters and votes aye. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.